and the people watching the webcam are saying to themselves, what the hell are they doing? 1-800-259-9231. We're comparing our third nipples here.
Any chance to take my shirt off?
Ian doesn't have one.
I was just trying to fool Ian into to believing that the mole that I have is a third nipple.
So. Ah, see, I thought it was a mole.
I'm pretty sure mine is a third nipple.
Just kidding. I have no idea.
Anyway, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website. You can go there and you can watch things like our webcam and look at other features, and they're all free over at freetalklive.com. A main feature of the site allows you to influence some of the things we'll talk about on the air by submitting different show prep suggestions. So as you're surfing around, if you find something that you think our listeners might be interested in seeing as well, you just submit it to the site, and then other listeners will see it, and they'll vote on whether they like or dislike it, and the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. So the toll-free number again, 1-800-259-9231. Now, last time Dale was on, he's on every Friday and frequently brings in pieces from cracked.com to share with us. And the one we did last Friday toward the end of the show was the 10 or 6. The
9.
Six, the 9.
It's always something
in there.
You
get closer.
It's usually 10. The 9 most badass Bible verses. And I think we've got through
got through 6. And I think we're on number 5.
Number 5. Okay, so we're going down the list.
We had just gotten through a hood, E-H-U-D.
A-Hood, stabbing
a fat king and bearing his sword in the flab. And so if the fat flopped over the handle of the sword.
Let's pick it up where we left off, and then we'll get back to more current events in regards to, for instance, a new place for the smoking ban to expand into. We will explain that, at least for those of you in the New York City area, at least for now. The details on that are on the way. But from crack.com, let's pick up the list here, Dale.
Number 5 is from Numbers, verses 31 through 33. And it says, Then the Lord said to Moses, Say to the assembly, Move away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. As soon as he finished saying all this, the ground under them split apart, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them, with their households and all Korah's men and all their possessions. They went down alive into the grave with everything they owned. The earth closed over them, and they perished and were gone from the community.
Who was this that this was done to? I missed that point.
Some folks. This is Moses punishing some people with the wrath of God.
That's not very nice. Wait a minute. I thought God was all loving. Oh, wait. We've already figured out. Well, the original one and the new one, they both you want you to believe in hell, right? Both of those.
Yeah, it depends on who you, which sect of Christianity you believe.
Is that right?
Yeah. Right. Some of them go for it. The Jehovah's Witnesses don't, but a lot of Christians tell you they're not real Christians anyway.
So basically,
there's an awful lot in the Bible that gets retroactively reinterpreted to suit the modern prejudices and particular views of the people at the time.
So Moses was upset at, or God supposedly was upset, and he orders Moses to open the earth up and literally swallow people's homes and individuals into it?
Yeah. Yes, the earth swallowing people up. It said that the above happened years after Moses killed the Egyptian guy and led a country's worth of Hebrews into the desert where they wandered aimlessly for several decades.
No historical evidence of this. None.
Right.
Several decades. That's a long time to wander without any evidence.
Right? 60 years, 40 years, something like that.
At some point, a troublemaker named Korah and 250 supporters banded together and aired a series of complaints about the fact that they were wandering aimlessly in the desert. God listened carefully to their complaints, weighed their points, and made the earth eat them alive. The text does not make it clear whether or not the earth made that num-num-num sound. So scholars are forced to speculate. This really puts things in perspective for the anti-religion critics. They can complain all they want about religious intolerance and pushy evangelicals trying to censor TV and annoy people into conversion, but that's a hell of an improvement over the situation during the Exodus, when God would feed non-believers to the mighty Sarlacc.
Wow.
I believe that's a
Star Wars reference. In fact, that's what I was thinking of during this.
Yeah, it does. It sounds a lot like the Sarlacc.
Yeah. The Sarlacc thing I felt like was a cheap trick that they did during Return of the Jedi.
Cheap trick? What do you mean?
It was a big hole in the ground, like a, you know, like little rubber teeth at the bottom.
It was a monster at the bottom.
They changed it later with some CGI and totally revamped the movie.
They did. They
made tentacles come out of it and everything. All kinds of stuff.
I never saw the other two. Just as an aside on that, the first they redid all three of the original first three with the new graphics, and I only saw the first one, and I was kind of disappointed in it, so I didn't bother to see the other two.
Yeah.
There was a new stuff in the first one, like
chronologically the first three. I'm sorry, I probably should make that clear.
The New Hope and
the first three that came out chronologically.
Yeah,
they redid them. You knew that, right?
I guess they added some stuff to the bar scene, right?
They added a bunch of stuff. They added in all kinds
There's
of CGI.
A whole bunch of stuff in the background of like weird monsters,
silly crap,
riding on weird creatures and all kinds of stuff, just stuck in the background, just to kind of spice it up or something.
Unfortunately, the Bible does not have any patrol dewbacks. So
yeah. Two verses later, God sends down a ball of fire and incinerates the other 250 rebels. You have to imagine there was a moment of tentative relief when the 250 rebels saw that they had not been swallowed up along with Korra. Yeah, they probably said, thank you, we were just about to bury that a-hole ourselves. Fortunately, we all have learned the error of our rebellious ways. And hey, what's that? Arr, fire! So, I guess, they didn't repent fast enough or something, apparently. Yeah.
Number five.
That was number five.
Oh, that was number five.
Number four is Deuteronomy 11 through 12. If two men are fighting, this is where it gets a little bit like the Sunday show, but we're gonna censor it a little. Deuteronomy 11, 12. If two men are fighting and the wife of one of them comes to rescue her husband from his assailant and she reaches out and seizes him by his private parts, you shall cut off her hand, show her no pity.
Hold on. The Bible says that it's no fair for to grab the jewels. Is that what the Bible says?
That's right. That's right. Don't grab the junk.
And, you know, like the one treasure. one of the critiques of the Bible is that it's written by a paternalistic society, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how can you deny that when
oh yeah, they're going to get into that too.
The one sort of saving grace for women is that there's always the reset button. You know, that you can always reach out and if you can get to it, there's that one little weak link that you can get a hold of. And God says no fair.
You will have your hand cut off.
That's this right. is ridiculous. God didn't say that, people.
It's funny, they sound just like Mark Tier. This is, you know, they're going to actually address what you're talking about.
God didn't say that, all right?
This is a man's law right there.
This is God's word right here in the Bible.
No.
It says it right here. This is a man's law right here. When Conan became king of the end of Conan, king at the end of Conan the Destroyer, you can bet he made sure there was a rule just like this his first day in office. Ladies, we respect your right to resolve disputes in whatever manner you feel necessary for the situation, but do not grab the junk. The words in the Bible are actually those of God speaking to the Hebrews and taking time to add the junk grab rule into the supplemental commandments that didn't make it into the original 10. This had to be right after God realized his plan for a male-dominated society had a fatal flaw, which is that the women could prevail in any conflict simply by grabbing the men's junk. Now, you nervous liberal types are complaining that this is barbaric and misogynistic. Perhaps a little context helps. Just a couple pages earlier in Deuteronomy 23:1, we get this. No one who has been emasculated by crushing or cutting may enter the assembly of the Lord.
So if
God doesn't let guys
no eunuchs
lost their junk go into church.
Wow.
No eunuchs.
So if you lose your... if you lose your private parts as a male, then you aren't pretty much you can't be saved, right? At that point, I mean, you couldn't go to, if you can't go to church. I suppose you could be saved by some sort of wandering. How would that work? They just banned from the church, or could they somehow like hook up with a priest outside the church?
Well, you have to figure that these people. I mean, they're eunuchs, right? They're slaves. And this was truly the people, the free people in this society, the people that own slaves. The Bible has no problem with you owning slaves. And this is, it shows just how old this document is and how unfit that it is these days for people to use it as their means to communicate and understand God. I'm sure it was fine 3,000 years ago, but to drag it along and, you know, try to animate it like an old mummy for today's society, this doesn't make any sense.
All right, we're going to come back with more. You're welcome to share your thoughts at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Checking the eunuchs.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. You can enjoy features on our website like live streams. Perhaps you want to tune in around the clock, 4 a.m. You want to listen to Free Talk Live? It's there 24 hours a day. You get the latest episode of Free Talk Live over on our listen page at listen.freetalklive.com. You can enjoy a broadband version of the show or a dial-up version. Plus, if you're not around an internet connection, you can use our listen lines to call in from any phone and listen over your phone. It's as long as your phone can dial long distance, you can listen to Free Talk Live again around the clock. Details are at listen.freetalklive.com.
And the call-in line, the 800-259-9231 number, is brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a collections company that does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. They've also sort of branched out. They have huge phone banks and technology to do that kind of thing. And so if you have anything where you need to reach people, you've got, say, a list of numbers, or you need them to get a list of numbers for you, and you want to reach people who aren't on the Do Not Call list, you can do that through SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
All right. Again, the toll-free number here for you is 800-259-9231, and you can join us at freetalklive.com. So Dale is with us here tonight from anarchyinyourhead.com, and he's sharing with us something that he began to share with us last Friday, and we were rudely interrupted by the end of the show, so we continued. We're continuing here tonight. The 9 baddest ass Bible verses as presented by Cracked.com. Where are we at, Dale?
Yeah, we were on emasculation or emasculating and crushing.
And you just read a part about how there's some sort of church rule or some biblical rule that says that if you pretty much as a man don't have a unit anymore, you are not allowed to go to church.
Yeah, I guess if you don't have
testicles. Part of it. Or even you're missing, if you're missing
no
even
one, who
one
has
testicle.
Been emasculated by crushing or cutting may enter the assembly of the Lord. That's Deuteronomy 23:1. What gets me about this, before we go on, though, is how specific it is. You can tell that a lot of this came out of one specific event, and it is so specific. You know, this it says, if two men are fighting and the wife of one of them comes to rescue her husband from the assailant and reaches out and seizes him by his private parts, mm-hmm. and you shall cut off her hand, show her no pity. And that's so specific.
This is precedent law, clearly, right?
Yeah. So
Something happened, and they resolved it, and they said this is what God says. Yeah.
Or either that or the guy that wrote that chapter had that happen to him and decided to write that in.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, and I
and
think
this is what God says.
I've always held it against Cynthia for doing that, and here, now that I get to write the law, you know,
it came from God, so, you know, God told me to write this.
God spoke through me.
Right.
This is how it was done, though, 3,000 years ago. If you wanted to be able to pass laws and things on people, you had to say things came from God.
You had to invoke the Lord, yeah. And right after that it says, emasculated by crushing?
God,
everything in the Bible has to be understood in context of the times these people were living in. And apparently these people lived in a time when crushing the nuts was so common that the crushed victims were an entire demographic that had to be accounted for in the law. Call these commandments savage if you want, but if you were God, how many nuts would you have to be crushed before you were overreacted? We're thinking the answer is 2. Of course, if you're a believer and don't think this grab the junk, lose a hand commandment is from the Almighty at all, then it becomes obvious what happened. The rule was handed down by some angry clergyman within the first minute or so of having his junk crushed.
So it's actually, that's exactly right.
All perspective tends to go out the window at that moment.
And if you can say that the rule where women aren't allowed to grab men's testicles while two men are fighting, it wasn't passed down directly from God. If you can say that one is, then how can you say that any of the rest of the Bible is passed down from God? I believe there are spiritual truths in the Bible. I think it's a wonderful document, especially the New Testament. I think that there's a lot in there for people. But this is the word of God, every dot and every tittle.
That doesn't seem like the
statement of a person who's critically thinking.
Now, wait a minute. To emasculate somebody means to remove, to castrate or to remove the testicles off. So technically you could.
Well, they said by crushing also.
Yeah.
So if you destroy them,
you could be missing a penis but still have testicles and go to church. But if you are missing testicles or have had crushed testicles, you would be barred from going to church.
Well, who knows? There's a lot of verses in the Bible. They may get to that later.
And so,
Mark, do you remember?
I don't remember most of these
verses.
Are
they checking you at the door, though? I mean, when you go in, because otherwise the word would have to spread around. And I'm sure that word spread back then just like it does today, maybe not as quite efficiently, but so it would have to. I mean,
that would be an interesting door check at the
right. Presumably, somebody would have to say something to whoever's in charge, like, "Hey, psst, they can't be here. And then they'd have to verify that that claim.
They're a crushing victim.
Yeah.
Mm. No crushing victims.
Let's take a break from this. We'll go to your phone calls and get your thoughts. Matthew's in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
Oh, how's it going, gentlemen?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was just calling in. I'm actually a Christian myself. And you know, not picking any fights or anything. I'm more or less, I pretty much agree with you guys on a bit. And more or less, I feel... You know, you're right. When you read a lot of different things in there are a lot of different things in the Old Testament and the New Testament, too, but mostly in the Old Testament, because me and my wife, we do Bible study a little bit, and, you know, really the Old Testament, it's almost like a replay, right? It's just like, you know, people straying from God, and then God sending the northerners down and enslaving that generation of the people, and, you know, it's a lot of crazy stuff in there. But more or less, the reason why I was calling was just because, you know, I was saying, yeah, I agree with you guys a little bit on the Old Testament. But
so if you think the Old Testament is crazy, then you're clearly not somebody that believes the Bible is the Word of God. What do you believe about it?
Well, I mean, let me put it like this, right? I mean, because I believe that maybe at one point, you know, like you guys said, it could have, it maybe, you know, maybe by definition, I'm not a Christian, but the whole thing with me is I believe more or less that, like say the commandments, after Jesus came along, you know, you didn't really have to tell anyone, you know, love your neighbor.
Didn't the commandments come before Jesus? I'm sorry, I don't remember.
Jesus had two commandments.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. But I was just saying more or less like after Jesus, you know, there was no necessarily, ordained people of God because everyone was people of God. And, you know, no real need to say love your neighbor or love your brother, you know, because everyone's your brother. And that's really, to me, it kind of leads, in my mind, back to libertarianism because, or not necessarily even libertarianism, but just like a person's free right to do anything because God himself, you know, it's not like everyone was forced to do God's will. Everyone has free will to do whatever they want to. And it's not up to me to force everyone to live by biblical principles or anything like that. Everyone has their own free will, so everyone can do whatever they want to do, and that's what makes everyone's decision special. It's because everybody does have that freedom to do whatever they want to do. And when they choose to do, you know, I guess what I would consider the moral thing, it becomes even more special.
And indeed, morality, it couldn't possibly be morality unless you chose to do it. If you force somebody to make a decision, you know, or they don't get a decision, they're not making a moral choice. Matthew, I'd encourage you to use whatever label you want. If you want to call yourself a Christian, you're a Christian. Don't let people who say that the Word of God, that the Bible is the Word of God, every tittle, define what a Christian is. A Christian means somebody who's Christ-like. And I don't think Christ just went ahead and believed everything that was written down as without any questions.
Hey, thanks, Matthew, for the call. I appreciate it at 800-259-9231. Sounds like the kind of Christian I can get along with. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at herbalhealer.com,
but not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer special now at herbalhealer.com.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy three, get one free! Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free. So head on over there, enjoy those, including our news updates. You can get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get on the list. You can follow us via Twitter, Facebook. We've got our updates as well that you can get via email. So whichever
updates
way.
Are the best. It's delivered right to your box. You don't have to do anything else.
Absolutely. You can go over and get it however you want it over at news.freetalklive.com. Plus, our webcam is brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They have the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers. At up to 99% off of list price, they offer great prices and services on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches for the normal folks out there. And it's memorydealers.com. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, again, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We're going to continue in a moment the nine most badass Bible verses, and I think we're up to, what, number three?
We're about to start number three.
All right, we'll get to that, but first, Ty is on the line in Tennessee on the AMP lines. Hello, Ty.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Just great, Ty. What's on your mind?
I'm hoping to get some some encouragement here. I'm feeling very discouraged because, you know, I would prefer that we didn't have to deal with politics, but I feel like, you know, we have to play defensive politics. You know, I can't really – there's not a whole lot of people I could vote for, but there's a lot of people I could vote against.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it always seems like you're voting for the evil of two lessers or the lesser of two evils, however you want to put it.
Sure, it's frustrating.
And, you know, you feel like you're playing whack-a-mole. The moles always win. But, you know, this November, I feel almost obligated to vote Republican, even though I find the idea repugnant. So, and I'll just, maybe I should just completely drop out, you know? But
I share your frustration. I completely understand. And I have dropped out from the federal government elections. I will not be participating in those. But I don't blame you for if you feel like you have to do it. I don't blame you. You're not a bad person for it.
You know, the way I feel on the federal level is that for me, I believe I have a moral obligation to prevent harm from occurring if I can make that happen. And I'll admit, like there's generally no good candidate, but there are better and there are worse candidates. And generally, mm-hmm. I don't get the option of voting for the better or worse candidates because you only live in the one area, and the people that make it to president all really stink. So the one guy that you could talk about that we all deal with, he's going to stink every time. But there are choices across the nation, and what I found is I prefer dollars are more important than votes, and I prefer to send a few bucks here and there to, and even if it's not much, to candidates that, you know, across the nation that I feel are better, and rather than trying to worry about which one I have in my local area to vote for. Because I, you know, this last primary, I didn't have any really great choices. And the ones that I did feel like were good choices didn't seem like they were going to win in the primary. Turns out they didn't. Probably it's because some people like me said, well, these guys probably won't win. And so they went and voted for the medium of two evils.
That's something that the Libertarian Party has been dealing with for decades.
For a very long time. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's hard to know what to do. But when you come to New Hampshire, if you're ever going to show up here, I don't know.
I'd like to. I probably won't be able to. I've got a large family, large extended family, and it'd be pretty difficult. My heart's with you guys, but I really don't think I'm going to be able to make the move.
It's discouraging when you're, I've been in your situation where you don't have that candidate that you can vote for, you can get behind, who's anywhere in the immediate vicinity. Here in New Hampshire, we have more choices and better choices, but it's because, you know, people have been able to pick up and move, and you know, I understand. I know what you're dealing with, and it's not easy to make that particular.
Just to kind of give you an idea. The discouragement I'm experiencing, and I hate to kind of disparage the people, but I've gone to some of the Campaign for Liberty West Tennessee meetings.
Yeah.
And the last time I was there, I was just kind of surprised because they were talking about nullification, you know, trying to nullify the health care, blah, 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 this. You know, just the basic idea of nullification. They touched on the idea of jury nullification, which was pretty cool. But then at the end of the meeting, the idea was, well, who can we get that we're going to, you know, put in place to make this happen? And it's like you're missing the point. You're missing the point. The point is you're not supposed to be seeking for someone to do things for you. You know?
Yeah.
We're supposed to be self-reliant. That's what we're supposed to be. That's what I thought.
Well, I got discouraged some time back, and I have withdrawn not just from federal elections but from all elections. And I think for me, and it's just I only speak for myself because I feel like, you know, Mark is doing what he feels is the best thing for him to do. So I don't say Mark is an immoral person or anything like that because I think he's doing what he thinks is the right thing to do. I look at it as the whole – I'm speaking out against that system and the whole idea of a majority gang violence, basically a majority ganging up and imposing their will on the minority. And I'm constantly speaking out against that system, and I don't participate in it because on some level – there's a certain leap of faith in it, and I acknowledge that. But on some level, I deeply feel that if I live my life dishonestly, there's always going to be more harm in the long run. It might feel like in the short run, it might feel like something good is going to come of living my life dishonestly. But in the long run, it feels like I get the sense that in the long run, I'm going to pay a price for that. And again, I can't prove that. So I can't really begrudge anyone who feels like they're doing what's the best thing. So I just feel I have to feel like, you know, it's so important that I live my life honestly, and that would be dishonest for me. So,
yeah, I'm at the point in my life now. I want to live according to principles, and I hold those principles up, and the principles that I hold up is the non-aggression principle and self-propriety, and I use that, you know, on any of my decisions that I make, and I would definitely use that in political decisions, but the idea of politics goes against it anyway, you know. Was it Oppenheimer who showed that says that there's two ways that we could get by in the world, either, you know, economically by trading amongst ourselves or through politics, which is effectively theft.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, politics is inherently immoral. So it's kind of like you know, what do they say in World War One, the war to end all wars? Is this politics to end all politics? No, or am I kidding myself?
Well, is it inherently immoral? I don't know if I'll agree with that point. We had a lengthy discussion about voting on the show last night. And I think that if you've got somebody who's a principled individual who's not advocating force against other people, I don't see why it would be immoral for them to participate in that system. I think the system is inherently immoral in the way that it imposes itself upon people. But the idea of elections in general, I don't know if you would be able to call someone immoral for running for political office. I don't know.
I'm saying that politics itself is based on immorality because it's based on the idea of coercion. That's what I'm saying.
The way I describe politics is
necessarily immoral.
Okay, so not specifically elections, but politics in general. Okay, I can see
the way I describe politics is it's not so much. It's not that it's violent inherently. What it is it's the justification system that people have for violence. So, I see a lot of people engaging in very, you know, what you would normally call overtly bad behavior, except that they've got a justification system. And justification systems, there's better ones and worse ones and everything, but what I try to do is avoid the idea of resolving any problem through justifications, because you can say something's justified, but it doesn't mean the action is a good choice, right? Like, I can say that, well, I am justified in doing X, but does that mean that the action X is actually going to result in a positive outcome?
That's how I feel about violence.
And whether it's justified is almost completely irrelevant to that question.
What you're saying there is something that I've been saying a lot lately. Just because you have a right to do something doesn't mean it's right to do it.
Absolutely. That just tends to be how I feel about violence. I think that it's usually better to turn the other cheek, but I don't blame somebody for wanting to strike back or to defend oneself with violence. I think that's fully justified, whether or not it's right in those cases or in any cases.
Well, just
question.
Sort of gets into whether it's right or not, but whether it's effective, you know?
Hey, thanks, Ty. Appreciate your call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
In 2010, you were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at silvercirclemovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll free and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Dale joining us from anarchyinyourhead.com. You can, again, visit us at freetalklive.com, and if you enjoy the fact that we give you those features on the website for free, then you can become an amplifier and help out the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. If you get signed up for as little as $3 a month, you know, those other talk shows, they want you to pay in advance before they'll let you into their websites. We let you in, let you take whatever you want, and then leave us a few bucks if you like the site, you like the show. It's a great way to help us out, because we'll take that $3 per month, we'll pool it together with the other folks that are contributing, and then we'll use that money to get on new radio stations around the country and bring new people across the internet to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. We started the show out tonight with the 9 baddest ass Bible verses, and it was a continuation from last week's Friday edition. And, Dale, we've got 3 more to go, so let's pick up at number 3 from crack.com.
Now it's fire from the sky. Quote from Kings, 18:24 and 38 through 40. Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. The God who answers by fire, he is God. Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, "The Lord, he is God. The Lord, prostrate. He is God." Prostrate.
Yeah, there's a difference between prostrate
and sorry.
Prostrate.
I'm sorry. Big difference.
There's a Bible joke in there somewhere.
I'm sorry. I'm getting it mixed up with the last, with the number 4, apparently. Then Elijah commanded them, "Seize the prophets of Baal. Don't let anyone get away." They seized them, and Elijah had them brought down to the Kishon Valley and slaughtered there.
So, you know, this just sounds like
the prophets of Baal. What's that?
Baal is a god, and just, you know, some Mesopotamia area. Nobody's worshiping Baal anymore, unless people are just kind of doing it to be cantankerous throwbacks.
Maybe they don't worship Baal anymore.
The Bible says not to.
Well, maybe it's because somebody essentially exterminated everybody that worshiped that good idea.
I don't know. I mean, a lot of religions just kind of lose their steam. I think that one of the reasons that the Bible has...
Well, it's because those religions don't have fire coming out of the sky from their God.
That's because they didn't say it. Plenty of religions have had fire coming out of the sky. I mean, this is just...
Well, it might say it, but it didn't really happen. It only really happened in this case where it says it in the Bible.
Got any evidence?
No.
So the Bible is evidence. What are you talking about? So this is history.
Seriously, just for a moment. Like, we're talking about fire coming out of the sky and other, you know, the burning bush and, you know, the parting of the sea. And there's people out there who really believe that stuff all happened. Like, there were fire coming out.
It must have happened. It's written in the Bible. What more evidence do you need?
This is why I believe the Bible.
I've heard people say they saw ghosts and things like that just in my lifetime, like firsthand.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Not even thousands of years away, written by someone who's been dead for generations and all that stuff. And I didn't even believe those people. Like, these people were, like, alive still and saying they saw ghosts or something. I didn't even believe that. So, like, it just blows my mind that someone believes something that was, like, many, many, many generations long ago, passed down probably from word of mouth, many, you know, before it was finally written down. And, you know that story, you know that thing where you whisper in someone's ear and they pass it to the next person and it goes on over and over and over. And then it's something completely different by the time it gets to the other side.
That's why the Bible wins. That's why the Bible is the winner in this competition. The evolution, the survival of the fittest in religions. The reason that the rest of them don't have it is because of the really great transcription that the Jews had, from scribe to scribe, generation to generation, is their stories are relatively consistent. They managed to keep the consistency there. Whereas I imagine lots of these religions, you know, they don't have the generation to generation being passed down in written format. They don't have the genealogical aspect that the Bible does. And I think that's the reason that it manages to win is because, well, it's easier to believe if you can find a 2,000-year-old document that's relatively similar to the one that we have today that, it must be true because it matches this older one. But that just means that somebody was very good at writing these fantastic stories down. Because this Baal story here where God sends fire down from the sky in order to consume the altar and burn the ground and the rocks, everything gets burned up. But, you know, this is a fair and just God. And if he was a fair and just God, he would give me that kind of sign. I would be able to see that.
I never see them shooting fire out of the sky at the command of priests.
I would have a lot easier time believing that the God of the Old Testament is the God of the New Testament. And I don't believe that's true. I think it's just a kind of a transition thing. I would have a lot easier time believing that if I could just see some fire shoot down from the sky.
But because you're skeptical of that.
Because
you're skeptical that fire really came out of the sky or that the Red Sea parted, then you're going to hell.
Right, and that's it. I mean,
because you're showing the other completely half. Reasonable, sensible, common sense skepticism
and the Christian
about
would say,
a ridiculous story.
Right, the Christian would say that the book is good enough and that God went away for a while, right? And then it's going to come back.
The book gets the really great they planned ahead with this whole, and I'm sure they must have dealt with this this kind of people being credulous about it, incredulity about the whole all this stuff, and they managed to write in the clause that look, if wise men just can't make it to heaven. They'll be lost to hell and all with all their questions.
Because all that thinking.
Yeah.
Quit all that thinking.
All these asking
questions.
We're
telling you the truth. Just taking it at face value.
God's telling me what's true, people.
God didn't give you that brain to think. You're just supposed to accept.
Yeah.
So that is how they used to do religious debates back in the day. The situation was that people of Israel had taken to Baal worship, a faith that added a lot of horrors to its rituals and thus gained immediate popularity. Elijah, not the one with the bears, that was Elisha, decided that the people had to choose between Baal and God. Rather than write a series of books or give a bunch of boring speeches, Elijah invited 450 Baal prophets to a contest where both sides would set up an animal sacrifice. Whichever God could rain down fire on its sacrifice would be the one everybody worshipped. It's brilliant in its simplicity, and we're surprised religious debates were ever carried out any other way after that. You can raise all the intellectual challenges you want about faith and the origins of the universe, but at the end of the day, you have to worship the God who can set you on fire. It's common sense.
It truly is.
We like to think Elijah
stood... They weren't even allowed to worship. They were killed after that, right?
Right. We like to think Elijah stood in front of the howling column of heavenly fire, straightened his robes, turned to the crowd and said, "Thus, my opponent's argument fails." Then he finished the debate in the way that all debates should be finished, by having the losers slaughtered.
Yep. I think they should finish with a really cool disco dance.
That's badass.
Yeah, indeed.
It's
hardcore.
Hence, yeah. Number three in the badass list.
So, but still, two more.
Number two, judges 15 through 16. Finding a fresh jawbone of an ass, he grabbed it and struck down 1,000 men. Then Samson said, "With an ass's jawbone, I have made asses of them. With an ass's jawbone, I have killed 1,000 men."
Jeez.
He's badass.
That's a really powerful jawbone. He could kill 1,000 men. Were they just submitting themselves to be killed? Or
Samson? No, Samson's badass.
Oh, Samson, right? The strongest man in the Bible or something.
He's the superhero of the Bible. Yeah. He can push down a temple with
They had to hold back on Samson. There's so much badass about Samson.
Yeah.
Samson could have dominated this list if we had let him. He was a sort of biblical superhero who could basically call down the powers of the Lord to turn himself into a hurricane of ass-kicking. His whole story involves a feud with the Philistines, people who lived in part of what is now Israel and embraced the long tradition of going to war with the Jews. Or specifically, the Philistines went to war against just Samson, and they pretty much lost.
Why the ass skull? I mean, why...
It was convenient.
I see. But if you've got God behind you, why not just use your bare
weapon? But he shows how amazing he could be with just the...
But you don't want to skin up your knuckles and stuff if you've got something available. Right. It's... these stories are just campfire stories, as far as I can tell.
This was before they cut his hair, obviously.
You know, Paul Bunyan carved the Grand Canyon with an axe and blah, blah, blah. It's just a fable, man. It's just like, I don't know where they come up with this stuff. On this particular day, the Philistines had burned Samson's wife to death and sent some men to capture him. Specifically, they sent 3,000 men. So at that point, Samson either had the reputation as a world-class badass or the Philistine army was the equivalent of those crappy battle droids from the Star Wars prequels that could only kill an enemy soldier by crushing him under a pile of their own corpses. Either way, they didn't send enough. Samson tore apart the skull of a nearby dead donkey and grabbed one of these.
And I don't remember. I know I was told the Samson story a lot when I was in Sunday school, but it was when they cut his hair that he lost all of his power, right? God basically shunned him at that point. "I'm going to imbue you with all this power, but if you get a haircut, then naughty boy."
Well, the Samson story, at the heart of it lies the don't trust a woman. This is obviously the paternal society once again. Look, those girls, they'll turn your head. They'll mess you up.
Make you eat an apple.
In this case, it was Delilah who, was just nagged him until he did something that was clearly very stupid. But
cutting his hair, you mean?
Yeah.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want. Hour number two is on the way. And we'll also pull you in as to the next expansion of the smoking ban in New York City. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Hour two, up next.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.